News from Oroville, February 18, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Today's weather is clear and sunny. Temperatures range between 23 and 28 degrees, with an east-northeast wind at 15 kilometers per hour. Here is Bea Sullivan.
My name is Bea, and I'm from California, but lived in Oroville for a long time, and consider Oroville my home, and it was my privilege and honor to be part of the seminar that took place in the last 3 days, February 15th to the 17th, in the Bar at Nevis. This was called the New Dynamism of the Material and the Spiritual. And it was an amazing workshop of 3 days, and we had some very distinguished people there, including Michael Murphy from the Esalen Institute in California. And it was on the frontiers of scientific research and spiritual breakthrough. And the whole idea was that hearing from various luminaries in their fields to put it all together and move from that experience into some sort of transformative position or state for each one, so that they could take that information, the latest that is happening around the world, the latest thought academically, and translate it into something real, something for their lives, so that they could make it meaningful and make sense out of this globalization and the incredible angst that we face in looking at a world that is disintegrating and violent and so many people suffering. So how do you live in this kind of world? And we received a lot of not only information and ideas, but the actual experience of being there generates a kind of ambiance in which one can go deeply within oneself and find one's place in our world and what is the next steps that each of us must take personally and collectively. So that this was held in Oroville, of course, was very significant and very appropriate. And I'm sure it will have some very profound effects.
Night Wind, a performance and participatory workshop facilitated by Héctor Aristizabal. February 19th through 22nd, 9:30 until noon at New Creation's new studio space. The French Pavilion presents The Druids and the Celtic Tradition by Jean Marc at Cinema Paradiso, Tuesday, 19th of February, 5 p.m. His presentation follows the November 07 talk on the Celts and provides more details on the life of the Druids, the Celtic mythology and religion, and on what is left of this tradition today. The conference will be held in French with simultaneous translation in English. The Deep Dialogue Process. As communication among human beings is fraught with misunderstanding, several people have been practicing deep dialogue regularly for almost 2 years. The word dialogue derives from two roots, dia, which means through, and logos, which means the word, or, more particularly, the meaning of the word. Any number of people can participate in dialogue and explore the individual and collective presuppositions, ideas, beliefs, and feelings that subtly control their interactions. The core features include slowing down, speaking from the heart, suspending judgment, and observing the observer. If interested, please contact Janet at oroville.org.in, who will send you a copy of the guidelines and give details of where and when the meeting takes place. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.